Top bass hotspots in Illinois. Which lakes and rivers are best for bass in the state? DNR fisheries biologists reveal their number one picks for 2011. Story by Joe McFarland. Where are the greatest bass hotspots in Illinois right now? We surveyed Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologists, the one who know exactly what's in every public lake and river, and gathered their personal votes for the number one bass destinations in every region in Illinois. Who better to evaluate fishing prospects than the professional biologists who test the waters with massive nets, electrically charged boats, and scientific precision? During spring and fall sampling programs at public lakes and rivers in each region of Illinois, tens of thousands of fish get raised from the water, measured and weighed, then released. No fishery in Illinois remains exactly the same every year. Floods, droughts, harvest pressure, changing forage bases, and spawning success represent a constantly evolving dynamic for any fish population. These twice-a-year tests provide all-encompassing data about the current state of our fisheries. Big bass always stand out whenever they show up. Biologists love to see whoppers as much as anyone else. But at those extra special lakes and rivers where the entire fishery seems to be packed with great bass populations, biologists know their management work has paid off, and they want to share. Here's a list of the outstanding bass fishing destinations in Illinois by county as voted by DNR fisheries biologists themselves. What the biologists said. Region 1. Dan Sally, despite the heavy angling pressure, Navigation Pool 13 still has a wonderful largemouth bass fishery thanks to several habitat improvement projects. For smaller streams, I have to nominate the Kishwaukee River. We sampled this stream last year and saw an incredible number of smallmouth bass in the 2 to 3 pound range. Also, my personal favorite is Hanover Lake in Joe Davies County. This 16-acre lake is a significant walk and bank fishing only. It's scenic, quiet, and offers large numbers of decent bass for catch and release. Rob Hilsebeck, my vote is for Thompson Flag Lake and Amaquan Preserve in Fulton County. Since the restoration of the fish population in 2007, largemouth bass have been the dominant species. In 2010, the average 3-plus-year-old bass was 14 inches long and weighed 1.43 pounds. But anglers also have a chance to catch some of the 667 brood bass that now average 5 to 8 pounds. Region 2. Rob Miller. The largemouth bass fishery at Braidwood Lake is starting to come back from some really down years. The impacts of stocking, restricted harvest, and moderate summers contributed to this improvement. Braidwood is a cooling lake, so opportunities are better during the cooler months. Heideke Lake always has had a decent smallmouth fishery. Last survey in the fall of 2010 indicated that fish larger than 18 inches were not common, but 80% of what we collected fell within the projected slot of 12 to 18 inches. This should provide decent action, albeit catch and release of smaller fish. Steve Pescatelli. I agree with Gary Lutterby about Kankakee River, although I would also include the middle and lower sections of the Fox River, which, in some areas, is as good, if not slightly better, than the Kankakee. Frank Jakubisik. For public access lakes, the entire Fox chain system in Lake and McHenry counties provides a range of great opportunities for largemouth bass with a variety of habitats on the 7,000 acres of impoundment lakes. Anglers catch largemouth up to 4 to 6 pounds. Also, the smallmouth bass fishing on the lower Fox River from Algonquin to Montgomery is pretty significant. Smallmouth up to 16 inches are not rare. In Cook County, I vote for Busey Lake. Largemouth are fairly common in the 14 to 16 inch range and up to 18 inches. In DuPage County, I vote for Mallard Lake. It's a nice shoreline fishing lake with lots of access points. There's an occasional sleeper fish in the 20 to 21 inch range on some of those DuPage County lakes. Bass up to 8 pounds have been caught. Region 3, Gary Lutterby. My pick for outstanding bass fishing is the Kankakee River, where smallmouth bass is king. During the past 10 years, the average number of smallmouth collected per hour of electrofishing was 169 per hour. Currently, 42% of the smallmouth are more than 11 inches, 17% are more than 14 inches, and 3% more than 18 inches. The entire length of the river provides good fishing, though the area adjacent to Kankakee River State Park in Kankakee County has some excellent areas. Mike Mounts. My picks are Mill Creek Lake in Clark County, which has a lot of bass, many large bass present. A 10-pound, 4-ounce largemouth was reported in March 2011. Lake Shelbyville in Shelby and Moultrie Counties, which has lots of bass of all sizes. 8-pound, 5-ounce lake record caught in April 2009. And Paris Twin Lakes in Eggert County, which also has many large bass with a good number of fish present. Trent Thomas, my best river smallmouth bass fishing is the Kaskaskia River downstream of Lake Shelbyville. My electrofishing catch rates have exceeded 80 smallmouth bass per hour, and our largest fish has been more than 5 pounds. Region 4, Dan Stevenson. It's hard to say what the best bass lakes are. Not being boastful, but we have many excellent bass lakes in this part of Illinois. Lake Jacksonville in Morgan County, Gillespie's New Reservoir in Macoupin County, and Prairie Lake at Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass County come to mind. Also, Lake Springfield in Sangamon County, Coffeen Lake in Montgomery County, San Chris Lake in Christian County, Washington County Lake and Horseshoe Lake in Madison County. You pick. Wherever you decide will be great. Doug Carney, the Babe Chute LaGrange Pool of the Illinois River gets my vote. Recent years have been favorable for largemouth recruitment, and the numbers in 2010 were higher than we've seen in many years. Largemouths 1 pound and up are common. This year, 44% of the bass should be 2 pounds or better. Jeff Potnack, my vote, Gillespie's New City Lake in Macoupin County and Coffeen Lake in Montgomery County. Both are excellent for largemouth. Region 5, Chris Bickers. I recommend Little Grassy Lake within Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge in Williamson County. Our spring 2010 survey produced 131 bass per hour of electrofishing. Of those, 63% were larger than 12 inches, 35% were more than 15 inches, the upper end of the protective slot limit, and 14% beat the 18-inch mark. Fish in the 3 to 5-pound class are fairly common, and catching 7 to 8-pound bass isn't out of the question. Anglers must have a Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge user pass to access the lake, and info can be obtained by contacting a Refuge Visitor Center, 618-997-3344. Sean Hurst, largemouth fishing in Cedar Lake in Jackson County should be excellent in 2011. During the 2010 sample, largemouth were collected at a rate of 208 fish per hour, which is the highest rate on record. The number of bass collected that were in the 14 to 18 inch protected slot was the highest on record. The number of bass more than 18 inches was the highest on record. In 2010, 350 porcupine fish attractors were added to Cedar Lake in 30 locations. Maps of these locations are available at City Hall in Carbondale, as well as Lake Murfreesboro State Park office and Top of the Hill Bait Shop in Murfreesboro. At this point, Cedar Lake may have the best bass population in all of Illinois. Kurt Dane, my vote goes to Dolan Lake in Hamilton County. This once troubled reservoir near McLeansboro was drained and then restocked in 2005-2006. An abundant, fast-growing bass population has resulted, which now includes a number of bass over the 18-inch limit. We collected more than 240 bass per hour during a recent sampling. Mike Ho. Newton Lake in Jasper County has been managed as a bass lake from the day it was opened to fishing in 1975. During recent sampling, 73% of the bass were larger than 12 inches, 53% were more than 15 inches, and 16% were more than 18 inches. I think the one thing that sets Newton apart from other lakes in southern Illinois is that these numbers represent an average year. This lake consistently produces large numbers of big fish, including several 8 to 9 pounders each year. It has always had an 18-inch length limit with a 3-fish daily creel limit, and these regulations help maintain the size structure of the population by limiting harvest. Also, the lake has a tremendous population of gizzard shad, and with few other predator fish in the lake, the bass have very little competition for food. This abundant food supply, along with the extended growing season provided by the warm water, allows the bass to grow quickly. I think you would be hard-pressed to find a lake that produces big bass more consistently than Newton.